2 years of nutrition investment and research had produced Chow TM. Chow TM contained spun, plaited and woven protein molecules, capped and coded, carefully designed to be ignored by even the most ravenous digestive tract enzymes. No cal sweeteners, mineral oils replacing vegetable oils, fibrous materials, colourings and flavourings. The end result was a foodstuff almost indistinguishable from any other, except for two things. Firstly, the price, which was slightly higher, and secondly, the nutritional content, which was roughly equivalent to that of a Sony Walkman. It didn't matter how much you ate, you lost weight. And hair. And skin tone. And, if you ate enough of it long enough, vital signs. Fat people had bought it. Thin people who didn't want to get fat bought it. Chow TM was the ultimate diet food. Carefully spun, woven, textured and pounded to imitate anything from potatoes to venison, although the chicken sold best. Sable sat back and watched the money roll in. He watched Chow TM gradually fill the ecological niche that used to be filled by the old, untrademarked food. He followed Chow TM with Snacks TM, junk food made from real junk. Meals TM was Sable's latest brainwave. Meals TM was Chow TM with added sugar and fat. The theory was that if you ate enough Meals TM, you would A, get very fat, and B, die of malnutrition. The paradox delighted Sable. Meals TM were currently being tested all over America. Pizza meals, fish meals, Szechuan meals, macrobiotic rice meals, even hamburger meals. Sable's limousine was parked in front of a Des Moines, Iowa Burger Lord, a fast food franchise wholly owned by his organisation. It was here they'd been piloting hamburger meals for the last 6 months. He wanted to see what kind of results they'd been getting. He leaned forward, tapped the chauffeur's glass partition. The chauffeur pressed a switch and it slid open.
"Sir, I'm going to take a look at our operation, Marlon. I'll be 10 minutes, then back to L.A. Sir."
Sable sauntered into the Burger Lord. It was exactly like every other Burger Lord in America. But not like every other Burger Lord across the world. German Burger Lords, for example, sold lager instead of root beer, while English Burger Lords managed to take any American fast food virtues, the speed with which your food was delivered, for example, and carefully remove them. Your food arrived after half an hour, at room temperature, and it was only because of the strip of warm lettuce between them that you could distinguish the burger from the bun. The Burger Lord Pathfinder salesman had been shot 25 minutes after setting foot in France. McLaudy the clown danced in the kiddie corner. The serving staff had identical gleaming smiles that never reached their eyes, and behind a counter, a chubby middle-aged man in a Burger Lord uniform slapped burgers onto the griddle, whistling softly, happy in his work. Sable went up to the counter.
"Hello, my name is Marie," said the girl behind the counter. "How can I help you?"
"A double blaster, thunder, biggin, extra fries, hold the mustard," he said.
"Anything to drink?"
"A special thick whippy choco banana shake."
She pressed the little pictogram squares on her till. Literacy was no longer a requirement for employment in those restaurants. Smiling was. Then she turned to the chubby man behind the counter.
"DBTBEF, hold mustard," she said. "Chuck shake."
"Uh-huh,"
crooned the cook. He sorted the food into little paper containers, pausing only to brush the greying cowlick from his eyes.
"Here you are,"
he said. She took them without looking at him, and he returned cheerfully to his griddle, singing quietly,
"Love me tender, love me long, never let me go."
The man's humming, Sable noted, clashed with the Burger Lord background music, a tinny tape loop of the Burger Lord commercial jingle, and he made a mental note to have him fired. "Hello, my name is Marie," gave Sable his meal TM, and told him to have a nice day. He found a small plastic table, sat down in the plastic seat, and examined his food. Artificial bread roll, artificial burger, fries that had never even seen potatoes, foodless sauces, even, and Sable was especially pleased with this, an artificial slice of dill pickle. He didn't bother to examine his milkshake. It had no actual food content, but then again, neither did those sold by any of his rivals. All around him, people were eating their unfood with, if not actual evidence,